This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. The University of North Texas says it's opened the state's first college cafeteria free of the Big Eight ingredients that cause most food allergies. We visited the Kitchen West cafeteria in Denton to get the scoop on non-dairy desserts and find out if students actually like them. Chef Rudy Vasquez is busy deep frying one of today's lunch specials, chicken fingers. Only there's no wheat on the flour-dredged meat. The breading is gluten-free because some people are allergic to it or have celiac disease.
And so we experimented with a number of different flour blends. Some of them had too much of one particular flour, such as rice or tapioca or potato starch, and some didn't have enough. So we had to find the right balance.
Vasquez embraced the challenge to keep the flavor but change the flour. UNT's Executive Director of Dining Services, Peter Balabuck, says delivering big taste is a big deal.
Ultimately, we're culinarians. We're chefs. So the idea is taking food, making it outstanding, minus these ingredients.
These ingredients are milk, eggs, peanuts, wheat, soy, tree nuts, fish, and shellfish. The nonprofit FAIR, which stands for Food Allergy Research and Education, says 32 million Americans have food allergies or intolerances. Symptoms can range from mild itching to closing the air passage in the throat. In that rare case, a food allergy can kill. At first, Kitchen West manager Mike Falk feared everything made here would turn bland, but he says the meals have not become hospital food.
In some things, they may taste a little different. Cheese, because it's plant-based. When we make our gravies, you want to have rice milk or plant-based cream, and that product is going to have a little off taste to it that they're not familiar with, but it's still got a great flavor profile. Nothing leaves the kitchen until every cook in here has tasted the food. If it's not perfect, it don't go out.
Connor Jones likes it.
It's awesome. It's delicious.
He's a 23-year-old UNT senior who learned when he was little that he couldn't tolerate gluten or dairy. So for him, Kitchen West goes down easy.
I can come here and just know that anything in here is good for me to have. We have incredible chefs here, you know.
Balabuck says delivering top taste without the top eight allergens has taken some work.
We've changed over all of the cookware. We did a deep sanitizing of the kitchen. We brought in all new plates. Getting the ingredients in that we can verify on the ingredient list. If it says something that's manufactured in a facility that has tree nuts, we're not getting it.
UNT's registered dietitian, Samantha Kreshak, says establishing and maintaining high allergen-free standards wasn't just championed by staff or students.
I think as parents, you worry a lot sending your kid off to college for the first time, and especially with a kid with a food allergy. So it doesn't provide a safe place just for the student, but it provides comfort to the parent.
Paul Antico is one of those parents. Three of his seven kids have food allergies. He lives in New England and has spent years seeking restaurants safe for the whole family. About a decade ago, he launched the Allergy Eats webpage to help other parents. It lists restaurant allergy policies and menus. Antico's never seen something quite like what UNT's created.
This one is really unique. I have not seen a college that has a dining hall that's entirely free of top eight. And I don't know how many stations they have there, but assuming they have multiple stations, that's really revolutionary because it's also offering kids a lot of choice, which is great.
UNT hopes all of its students who need this cafeteria will choose it and think it's great, too. What the chefs would love is for students to eat here without needing to, then come back never realizing it's allergen-free. That would be the cherry on top. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.